50 Minnesota Vikings. What's going on there, Hitman?
Just finished practice. Thanks for having me on, PA.
Everything good?
Everything is going pretty well right now.
Hell yeah, everything's going pretty well right now. What do you have there in your right pocket? Looks pretty fat.
These are actually pocketless pants.
Oh, they are?
Fortunately.
Where are you hiding all the money?
I don't know. Talk to Spielman about that.
Man, is there any chance, like with that 3 weeks, 4 weeks you guys get down coming up here in a little bit, is there any chance you can take me to Las Vegas in mid-July? I mean, I have access to cabanas at a pool.
I bet you do.
I can take care of that. But can you take care of the rest?
See, that's my downtime. I don't take vacations in July because I feel like it takes away from the start of the year. So that's more like right after the season. So I guess we'll just hold off till then.
Okay. With the congratulations on the new 5-year deal.
Thank you.
And deals in the NFL, I mean, you're one of those players because you're extremely good at what you do, and everybody around here respects what you do, and you're super well-respected in the NFL. So it would be cool if you played here for like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. But like when somebody signs a 5-year deal, is it actually a 5-year deal? You know what I mean?
Yeah. One thing that, you kind of learn throughout playing is you have to prove yourself every single season, no matter what type of deal you're on. One thing, Coach Gray, Jerry Gray always tells us is, doesn't matter what's going on, you're on a 1-year deal, so you got to prove yourself today. You got to show up and you got to make plays in practice today and practice tomorrow.
Yep.
So I think if you take that approach, don't get too ahead of yourselves, then you'll always be getting better, and the rest just takes care of itself.
Yeah.
Rick and Rob do a good job at the contract signings of making it a big deal and letting fans see it. One thing that was really cool is, when you signed your rookie deal, they gave you a pen that you used to sign it. And for everyone who watched the video yesterday morning on the Vikings app, they saw that you signed this deal with your rookie pen. Now, was that just like a random lucky coincidence that you found that pen in the bottom of your briefcase? Or was that a mindset for you that you kept your rookie pen and that you signed that contract with that pen?
It wasn't, something like right when I signed my rookie deal I thought of, but I always, kept the pen and, kept the hat that I got when I got drafted. And I was kind of looking at it the other day. I was like, that'd be cool if I signed with that. And, I think it kind of means something to me that, Rick traded back in the first round to get me. And at the time, some people might have thought, maybe he reached for me or maybe he took me too high. So I always wanted to prove that I was the right choice. Yeah. And, that's something that I take with me going forward, too. Hopefully people will always, there's always going to be doubters and people like that. So you just use that as motivation and, just try to keep making Rick right.
Yeah. If you read stuff, people nationally write about the deal that you agreed to yesterday, it says, and I'm sure it's accurate, that you're the highest paid safety in the National Football League. If indeed that is completely accurate, is that weird to you at all?
It is when I really think about it. That's, to me, I never thought, I'd be a first-round pick in the first place. And I think kind of what we talked about, just keeps me in check, keeps me going forward, taking it one day at a time and trying to get better each day. And like I said, the rest of the stuff it's obviously great. But the great thing is that I get to stay here and I get to play with what the group that we have right now and the coaches that we have right now, everything, the new stadium, this entire city, the Wolves, there's just no better place to play right now. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
Harrison Smith, 9 to noon.
When you, competition, like you're out there, there's 90 players or so practicing right now, and you guys aren't playing games, but the coaches still try and foster a level of competition.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what's competitive out there? Because you're not in a position battle. You're not a bubble player, and you're not playing games. There's no one's keeping score out there. So how do you channel your competitive edge at this time of year?
Well, I've never had a perfect practice. I've never had a perfect game. So every time I get off the field, whether it's a bunch of plays or one or two plays, you can always learn from those and think about that and get better. And, you can say that you're not in a position battle and, signing a big deal is great and everything. But the mindset is you are in a position battle just because that makes everyone better.
Yeah.
And everyone's pushing each other. And at the end of the day, injuries happen, stuff like that. The better we are across the board, the better we are going to be this year.
What do you think of the squad? I mean, this is not prototypical Harrison Smith, Harry the Hitman time of the year. Mentally it is.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, no pads, no hitting. It's like Stephon Diggs was the cat's ass last year. He was just killing everybody at rookie camp and then mini camp. There were a couple of plays. He caught something over the middle of the field, and I saw you creep up on him, and I'm like, I can't wait for training camp when there can be a little contact, because then we can see truly how far Stephon has come when he has Harrison breathing down on him. But what do you think of the squad from what you know now?
Well, you know, just to point out Stephon, he's a competitor. He's, you know, he was making plays all year last year, and he's just getting better. So, you know, having him is obviously huge, and the steps that he's making just to get even better. But the entire squad, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and say we're great and all this and that. You know, I don't think Coach Jim would like that, but we are competing. There's a lot of young guys. There's just a lot of guys in general that love football, love coming out here, and are very productive players. So we just have to keep that mindset of just coming to work every day. And like I said, not get ahead of ourselves, but keep our gas or our foot on the pedal.
What about some of these other safeties? Sendejo, he got a deal in the offseason. Incredibly good at special teams. I thought finished the season as the safety next to you playing extremely well at the end of the year last year. Then you got Anthony Harris, Antone Exum, Michael Griffin's new here. J-Ron Kearse, mm-hmm. who they took from Clemson in the seventh round. Anybody jumping out?
Honestly, everybody's jumping out right now. Well, first of all, you know, J-Ron is one of the tallest safeties I've ever seen, so he jumps out when you just look at him.
But right.
Everybody is competing, and everybody is making plays. And, I'm learning from watching those guys, too. You know, there's plays that maybe I'll mess up, and one of them will get it right. And, you know, I can see what I did wrong. And so I think we feed off each other, and we play well together, you know, across the board. So, like I said, we're all pushing each other.
You know, Coach Zim is very, very much a proponent of do your job, so that the guy next to you is better able to do his, and just, you know, stay very focused on you. But, you know, during, and that's what you guys are doing now, but during the season, you know, the opponent changes every single week. So for you, talk a little bit about preparing for an opponent. Like, when does your mind shift change from, okay, that game we just played is behind us, now I have to start looking at the opponent? And then I think that you're a pretty aware guy. Like, you probably watch SportsCenter. You know, like, a lot about a lot of different things. But what do you really pay attention to from the opponent on a week-to-week basis?
Well, really, you know, first you kind of have to get the game plan from the coaches. And that, you know, that can be a fluid situation as well. But, you know, one thing that I love about the season as compared to right now, you know, right now is great. It's kind of the meat and potatoes. You get everything in, you know, the blackboard plays and everything. And then when you get to the season, you can really game plan. And that's what I love. You know, watching film, trying to pick up tendencies. And like you said, it's different every week. You know, teams are built differently. And you just have to be aware of who you're playing every week. And that's something that our coaches do a great job of, you know, giving us, you know, those extra bits and pieces of little things that we can look at.
Cool. Congratulations. Worth every penny, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Harrison Smith, safety, Minnesota Viking. Final segment from Winter Park after this.
Find some time to do pick six.
Yep.
Okay.